Photo, front page of Washington Post reads Biden trains fire on Trump on day of assassination attempt. By Amy Furr on July 14, 2024. The front page of the Washington Post featured a story titled Biden trains fire on Trump on Saturday, the day of an assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. The former president's son, Donald Trump Jr., shared an image of the newspaper on Sunday with the date, July 13, 2024, clearly visible in the top corner. The report was about President Joe Biden's fiery rally in Michigan, where the report said Biden claimed Trump was unfit to serve as president again. Republican political strategist Chris LaCivita shared what appeared to be a digital version of the Post's front page, telling other social media users to save this. Former President Trump was injured and rushed off the stage Saturday evening during his rally when shots were heard echoing over the crowd, Breitbart News reported. However, the bloodied former president raised his fist in defiance as the crowd cheered him on. The U.S. Secret Service said the agency killed the shooter, identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. One person at the rally was killed and two others were critically injured. The attack was the most serious attempt to assassinate a president or presidential candidate since Ronald Reagan was shot in 1981 as he was leaving a speech in Washington, D.C., and walking to his motorcade. John Hinckley Jr., who was in the crowd, was the attempted assassin, Breitbart News reported. Now, Biden is taking flak for calling Trump a genuine threat to this nation 2 weeks before the assassination attempt, the outlet said Sunday. Just before the shooting, Biden likened Trump to a dictator in a social media post. Since a gunman, later identified by the FBI as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, killed one bystander and critically wounded two others while trying to take out Trump, Biden's harsh characterization of the former president has been criticized as inflammatory, the Breitbart News report said.